Okay, here we are. Welcome everyone to our webinar. I am so excited to see you all here. Today we will learn how to make your profile more visible for recruiters. And to learn this, we have Alla Pavlova. Alla is a tech recruiter and sourcer based in Amsterdam. She works as a tech and art talent sourcing for Riot Games, and she has been building tech teams since 2008. So let's welcome Alla. Alla, the stage is all yours.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And I'm also very excited because we had something similar last year, the section where we're discussing, how recruiters sourcing for candidates and how to be more visible for recruiters. And I'm very excited. And actually, it's a great opportunity for me also to show you the way how we work, how we think. Basically, you're going to look behind my shoulder and looking at things that I'm pulling as a recruiter and the things that I pay attention. If you would like that I will look into your profile straight away, please do share the links to your LinkedIn or your GitHub. And please don't be offended if I criticize it a little bit, but this is all for good. This is all for being more visible for recruiters. We're here to learn. And let me start sharing my screen. And thank you for everyone for saying where you're coming from. So this is really, really great. Okay, so I'm gonna share my screen. And we I'm checking the chat. So that's why, feel free to put your questions and tell me if some things are visible, not visible. So that's my background, mostly gaming, mostly companies that are startups, the ones that's based worldwide, but a lot of them in the Netherlands as well. I like to work with these companies that are starting the product and they're launching something. And for software engineers, it's always very exciting to be at the beginning of something. So I see a lot of profiles we shared. Perfect. So we will make sure to make the time to go through them. And after the session, I will stay at one of the tables and we'll finish if we'll have too many profiles to go through. But very excited. Thank you so much for doing that. You probably saw a lot of advice from HR recruitments, and you were thinking, okay, so how do I make ideal CV? How do I make ideal cover letter? And how do I make sure that recruiters are actually paying attention to what I do? And I'm gonna very shortly show you some of the things that I'm paying attention to and the places where I'm sourcing for. So I'm gonna show you like a real just a board where it's just for myself. I create I divide the tools, how it's easy or how to find developers, and I make for myself some kind of strategy to look in different places. I look in Discord, Telegram, I try to find the conferences, I'm looking for people who posting on the Medium. I'm always checking Stack Overflow, and DevTools is one of the places that I read the news, like the articles all the time. If you write an engineering blog, if you're having a personal website, if you own a Gitcoin, or even if you're reading books and leaving the reviews, I will be very interested to find out. So we look actually everywhere in every social media that is possible. So it's just the thought process that I have as a recruiter, as a sourcer, like different places where I would like to find you. Simple search. I would like to show you something. So Twitter made it very easy for recruiters as well to use the advanced search and to look for you software engineers based on the keywords that we're trying to find. So the way how we find it mostly is in your bio. So Twitter is very, very popular place where we look for software engineers. One of the reasons we can find the way how to connect with you on a personal note, because you're posting some news, you're supporting some groups, you're going some on some conferences. So I will just I see a lot of iOS engineers, so I will just put iOS engineer. Of course, we know that you call yourself also developers, engineers, developers, coders, programmers, and also As recruiters, we translate these words to the language depending on the location we are looking for. For example, if I'm targeting Spain, I will be translating programmer to the Spanish language and will try to find people because you're probably using your own language. So that's the first advice from me. Think about using English because that means that very internationally recruiter can find you in combination of your own language if you would like to, even if it's Mandarin. So I'm targeting Singapore, Hong Kong, and I'm sourcing, you know, a lot of different places. So it's helpful if you put your native language in your profile. That increases the chances to be found. So basically, I'm looking for an IS engineer, and I would like to include any words. For example, I would like this person to be a gamer because I'm, for example, focusing on the gamers. Yep. None of these words, probably not. And what is like really, really important to pay attention as well is to the hashtags. Hashtags are wildly used by us. Right now, I'm not going to use it because I don't know yet which hashtag I'm going to use for iOS developers. I need to find it. And for that, I also have tools, different things. And here you see I can use it. I can choose the language as well. So I'll just click the search and it's going to give me some results based on the people. It's going to be software engineers, probably gamers. And you see, this for me, the relevant profiles, I don't know the location yet, but if my company relocating anywhere, it doesn't matter. So I can go through all of the profiles or I can do a broader search like differently. For example, I use the tool, it's called Follower Wonk. It's free. Again, so what I will post here, so I will do iOS engineer this time, and I will search based on the bios. And I can add the location. For example, I'm going to focus India, and so I'm going to post it and see what are the profiles existing. Yep, there's a list of engineer iOS mentioned here, and maybe I will add the word also the keyword gamer, and I will start looking into the profiles because people mention the keywords that are very easy to pick up for me. We can even search based on the emojis. And when you put the emoji, we also can find you. It's a typical emoji with the laptop. For blockchain, so it's like really like the chains in the profile. It's how creative we need to be. So that's why one of the suggestions that I would like to make to you, try to make the title that you have anywhere, LinkedIn, GitHub, Twitter, this should be easy title, more common title. So if you can think about something more generic, go with it because you will be shown in more searches for recruiters. With Twitter, you can do a lot of things. So we do scrape Twitter a lot. So we just X-ray Twitter for specific people. You see, I'm also writing down the keywords based on what I found in people's profiles. So I didn't copy properly. Yep. So now it's going to work. So I hope the screen is big enough. So if I need to zoom in, so let me know. So basically, I use an X-ray for the website, Twitter, and I'm looking for data engineers. But these data engineers probably been the former developers, and I need this person to know the Python. Right. So the way how I write it down, coder, coding, code, developer, basically as creative as I can. And then I will translate it in German language, in Spanish language, in Mandarin, etc. So this way I get nice profiles, and it's taken me like really seconds to get these profiles scraped. That's a scrape person. Yeah, sometimes it's not working very properly, but yeah, most of the times it does a very good job. So I can really get the list very, very quickly. And doesn't want to know, but anyway, every time you need to demonstrate something, so it's not proper. But the point is, use your Twitter accounts for attracting recruiters by adding the quite general keywords for what you do. If you're IaaS, engineer, developer, I suggest to look into, just to Google what is more popular, engineer or developer for your profession to use, and post it. So that's something to look into, because again, we have so many different ways how we can source on Twitter, and it is super, super, super popular. I'm not sure if any of you are receiving messages on Twitter. My personal, let's say, opinion about it, it's better not to contact the person on Twitter, because it's still your private space, and I can find you somewhere else and try to, yeah, for example, I will open Twitter and I will probably try to find his email address. I will use different extensions for that. You see, Amazing Hiring is the extension that shows the social media profiles of other of this person. So be also mindful that whenever you create a profile on LinkedIn or even on Twitter, it's collecting the links for your other social medias. And it could be handy, but it could be the same time, you know, maybe some of the things you would like to keep private. So you know that there are some ways for recruiters to get into some personal data of yours. And yeah, I can find this person email address right away. I can look up on LinkedIn and see if yeah, if this person, the one that who I'm looking for, and yeah, try to find the contact information or reach out on LinkedIn. So it is very, very popular as well to look for people, to reach out to people on LinkedIn. But there is a common expectation that software engineers are not replying to recruiters on LinkedIn. It's very unfortunate that you can't tell me, but if you can write down in the chat what are the reasons you're not replying to recruiters. I will be very, very thankful for this information from you, because what I think is one of the biggest reasons why recruiters not getting the responses is that the job that we are reaching out is not relevant. It is not something that you are looking for right now, or they read your profile wrong. Let's say I'm going to start opening the profiles that you sent to me from the first one. So So for example, this profile, one of the things is nice that you can click on this button and you can hear how to pronounce the name. That's nice. It makes everyone's life easier. I see that it's software developer engineer 3 at this company. One thing is also, if you apply for the international company, they're not always knowing what it means, software developer engineer 3, right? So this way, it could be helpful if, again, for recruiters, first of all, you need to check if this title is popular. So does other people call themselves like that? And you will find out that, is it easy for recruiters to find you or not? So for that, I'm going to just open another tab for LinkedIn, and I'm going to look, just post it in here. And I would like to see if anyone, like people or jobs called like that. So my expectation is that probably not the results are not going to be very broad, but yeah, they're really broad. You can see, yeah, if you would like maybe to rename it, because you see other people calling it maybe a little bit more in a different fashion, but always pay attention how it is called in the job description, because this is where you pick up the title that is ideally your the company that you would like to apply for is looking for. This way, I will suggest to to look into the title from the perspective of the company that you would like to be hired. And if they call it software, senior software engineer, I suggest call yourself senior software engineer. Also, recruiters spend quite a lot of time on reading the summary. I would say we need to spend time reading the summary, because this is the place where we communicate with you. So if you leaved it for us on LinkedIn, so it means you would like us to read, okay, so you're not looking for a job right now, or you're interested in a particular industry. Here you say that you're an experienced engineer with demonstrated history in these areas and your skills in this and this. Here's the languages and operational systems. So I would say as an advice here, it's nice to have the keywords. It looks a little bit a mix of different things altogether. So I probably structured it a little bit different. And at the end, I will make sure that your skills are also here, because when we use paid versions of LinkedIn, we have opportunity to filter people based on the skills. So that's why adding skills will be really, really, really important. I see that you pass also LinkedIn skill assessment. It is something that is nice to have, and I can actually source based on this key phrase on LinkedIn and try to find people who completed it. So that's why I believe it's smart to do, but it's not a requirement in most of the companies. So what would be interesting to know if there's any certifications, if there's any courses, and also projects. Maybe you did side projects. Maybe you did, I say licenses, certifications, nice. So problem solving, other certificates. We can also source based on them. And for some jobs, especially if it's required to have AWS experience or Google Cloud's experience. So yeah, it is good if you add it here. So don't be afraid to look too much, you know, like to having too many licenses or certifications. Because this is only increasing the way that you can get and you will be seen by recruiters. If you do any volunteering, please add it. One of the things as well that I suggest to add in your latest jobs, you can add the hashtags. The hashtags that are relevant for something that you specifically do. So, for example, there is a hashtag digital marketing. I was just recently looking to it. So there are followers for the hashtags. And I can find also the people who did the certifications, people who did some courses or participated in some conferences. So VR Developers is one of my favorite conferences that is happening in Europe. I'm not sure if they do this hashtag, but yes, they do. So if I'm interested in software engineers who are going to participate in this conference, I will definitely try to use this hashtag and the name of the conference. Because we also, as recruiters, we try to find a software engineers who do something online so that we can see some proof of, I don't know, public speaking, team lead experiencing, anything. And using the hashtags is really, really, really nice idea. Putting the keywords of even like, you know, participated as a speaker for this type of conference, even something local, you know, it could be your community. Slack community, local in the country where you are, it is also giving us the opportunity to find you. I really highly recommend it. There is the biggest conference for React software engineers. I think it's called React Summit, but I can be wrong, but I'm still gonna try because React Summit. So it's also a big conference, or this person I know, really good engineer. So you know, it's also creates a search for me, the way to find the software engineers. So I think I was, I hope I was convincing for you to start using the hashtags in your profile anywhere. It could be in the summary, it could be in the side project, it could be whenever you choose to do. So it's like just a small thing. So let's open another profile. So I'm going one by one, and I think it makes more sense to show as well. Give me the up and downs. To go through the profiles makes more sense, because then you will see exactly where do we pay attention. And still, LinkedIn is one of the most places. The question that is often asked For example, you put your location where you are, but you would like to find the job, for example, in the Netherlands or in Canada, anywhere. Some candidates put the location that is not actually their location, and it creates a little bit disappointment at the end because when recruiter reach out because of the location, they find out that you need the location. So it's confusion for everyone. What you can do about it? So one thing is to put it in a summary, like, hey, I'm open for relocation. Another one, you can have this not very beautiful, but green sign that you're open for work. Open for work is the way also to be, you know, in our system that we use on LinkedIn, we can filter candidates who tagged that they're open for work. This way we can see you very, very quickly. So if you don't mind to have this tag, and I think it's even possible to hide it, but still give the recruiters know that you're looking for a job, and your recruiters and your company will not know. So it's you kind of protect it from your current employer. That's if you're looking for a job, so you can do that. You can make yourself visible for other recruiters. Another thing that you can filter out is the groups. So I don't see the groups here, but if you follow the groups, maybe we'll see someone else. Oh no, there's groups here. So for example, you're following United Kingdom of Great Certifications and Multicloud. Okay, as a recruiter, I also get into these groups and I can find you here by joining this group, and because there is a reason why you're following, right? So because you're probably passing the certification. Another thing that I really highly recommend, if you have, let me go back. If you have the companies that you like, follow them. Because we have filters based on the followers of the company. So lots of companies have the careers groups. So for example, at Riot Games, we have Riot Careers, and people can go there. They can share the CV, they can ask for advice, how to apply for the job. I'm sure that the companies like Meta, Microsoft, anything that you like Amazon, they will have, they will pay attention to people who are following them. Even if you see thousands, please, please do follow the companies you like. It's going to increase your chances to be shown to them. They need to know that you are there. I like the keywords here as well. These are the ones that pops up in search. The summary is short, but it doesn't matter. You don't need to make a big summary as long as, you know, we can understand what you do. And so I see that, this developer is a certified developer. And then I will look into the profile. In here, I see also the medium. So I will be very curious to check it, because there's probably something that I can show my teams and hiring managers and say, hey, this person really has nice publications. And it's amazing that you do that. Now, first of all, it's you're contributing to someone who is probably more junior and learning from you. And you make yourself very visible, and we can start looking into you, your profile, and the followers. So This is the way to be recognized. Maybe here I will suggest to broaden a little bit your summary in terms of the things that you like to do. As a recruiter, I want to know if what I'm offering you is relevant. So probably this is the profile that I will say, hey, I'm afraid that I probably will offer you a job of someone like, you know, maybe backend engineer focusing on only AWS, and you will be disappointed. If that's the case, so try to explain also in your summary, like, what are the things that attract you. So you like startups, scale-ups, you like to work on a challenging a task, like, you know, migrating from monoliths to microservices. So whatever makes you happy, put it there. So it's gonna make a recruiter's job a little bit more relevant to the profiles that you send. And full stack is a tricky one. So full stack role is very popular. A lot of people, companies are hiring, but full stack is not the technology in a way. You know, for example, when I go and search for GitHub, this is the place I spend a lot of time when I'm looking for software engineers. But the way how you source usually and how you find people on GitHub is based on the language. And this way, with full stack, I need to choose, is it more front-end oriented role, or is it more back-end oriented role? Because it's very rarely 50-50, sometimes it is. And also, when I read someone's profile on the full stack, they say, oh, yeah, I'm leaning towards back-end more, so if I can do more back-end, a little bit of front-end. We need to find out it from your profile. For example, it will be very helpful if you really add the information about your preference. Like, you know, I prefer to work more with front-end technologies, but yeah, I'm also comfortable with working on Python on the back-end. So basically, it's very hard to find you as a full-stack software engineer on GitHub, but still possible. I'm going to show it. But whenever you write down full-stack, specify it as much as you can. Because here, for example, I see Node.js. Angular is for your front-end side. But yeah, so we use also Glossary Tech. That's a very nice tool that helps us to dive deep a little bit more into the technologies explanations. So that's why, yeah, the more keywords you add, the more understanding we probably will have. So this profile, yes, education is here, licenses is here, very nice, skills are here. So there are recommendations in here. So don't worry if you don't have any. It's also not something that the company really will be, you know, rejecting you. If you can get a couple, that's nice. It means that you also had some nice collaborations, but don't worry if you don't have. And again, yeah, also follow the companies. Also, so funny. I know this company. And so you follow 522 companies. This is a lot. I never saw so many, but it's good. It's probably increasing your chances to be seen in the groups, right? So I will just definitely add more groups in here. And thank you for sharing your profile. I really also appreciate the opportunity to look into this kind of things. So coming back a little bit onto the ways. So this is just an example, small example for you guys, how I strategize my sourcing based on GitHub. So I'm going to change one of the links, just live, you know, sourcing live with you, because what I want to do, I would like to show, yeah, the full stack developer, but not with the Stack Overflow. But I would like to do something with, this is the best. Yeah, so with the full stack, just to show you. So I know that on GitHub, it's not possible to edit this way, like to choose the language. But here I can do the full stack and I can choose the location. Let me do it this way. Yeah, I can choose the location as well. And you see, I will be looking into the profiles of software engineers who mentioned that they are full stack engineers. It's got a lot of results, but you probably know as well that Google showing you a lot of results, but when you go at the end of the page, it's going to be a little bit less, half less sometimes. And here I'm looking at the, let's say, the bio, and I'm copying and remembering, making the list of the keywords. Okay, full stack developer. And the person saying that, yeah, there's a computer experience, half software engineer, half data scientist. Amazing. So if it's relevant, I will reach out. If it's not relevant, I will just skip the profile. You're using different tools to find your email addresses. So it makes sense if you would like recruiters to reach out to you, add the email address. It makes our life easier. But yeah, we pay for a lot of tools, so we can still find it if you want to. So don't worry about that. And having only 4 repositories is okay. It's no problem. I actually, as a recruiter, I can't assess it. I can't say that you did a great job or not. Even, you know, I can code some basic things in Python, but still, I will note, it's not my job to read the code here, but As long as I can find your profile and I can see what you did as a software engineer, so I will definitely reach out to you. So you don't need to be like too much creative with GitHub. And don't worry if you don't have your own repository, because one of the things that a lot of developers asking me, they have only a private repository, so they can't share anything because it's a company information. Don't worry about that. You can just explain it. Hey, I'm sorry, I only have private, and that's absolutely okay. But still, you have the account. So that would be something that I will pay attention to. We look at the stars, and we can filter that in the search, and also can find the start repositories, and if you follow them, so we can also find you. So this way, please do follow people you like and repositories that you think they're relevant, and this way we can really, really, really find you. As a recruiter, I also try to follow the people that's I think bringing something to the industry. And sometimes I also in GitHub you receive notifications what something someone did, and I try just to keep an eye on what people are doing even on GitHub, because they can really, really do some nice things, updates, and they can mention that they're looking for a new job again using emojis. I'm going to try to show you if it's going to work. So you see I copied the, yeah, I need to copy different, the gamer and the first one. Apologies, I'm focusing too much on gaming, but this where my experience is the more. Yeah, see, okay. So I don't see the emoji in the preview, but I need to check. I'm going to open a couple of profiles and see if, not this one, if they have anything about gaming. Interesting, I don't see the emoji, but I do see the that there's a gamer profile, and maybe somewhere inside it isn't there, but it's nice that GitHub picks up it for me. So these are the people who are probably interested in games or something else. So video games industry, I decided to try. Okay, it's relevant, I'm interested, so I'm gonna try different ways to look into it. And also let me come back to GitHub. We can find you based on the keywords, like if you were a speaker, a mentor, or founder, or anything else, just put it in there. So because we are going to find you in this way. Or a nice thing to search also with README file, right? So with README file, you increases your chances to be found. For example, we have as a recruiter, we always need to focus on the ways to find diverse candidates. It's not only about looking for female software engineers. It's about real diversity, people with different backgrounds from different countries, different cultures, a lot of things. And we can also target the README on your page. And there, people often write something like, you know, like, hi, I'm a developer, or hi there. And I'm going to put the pronouns. Sometimes I just, you know, try to she, her, or they, or anything. And I can find interesting profiles. So that's why I do recommend to create a README file on your profile, and yeah, make it easier to find you. Because that's what we're trying to do. But then if you put some additional information about what you do, it's gonna be really, really awesome. And any hobbies or anything, don't be afraid to put something personal as well. So I'm gonna scroll a little bit down to see if there are any what's about data related positions like data engineer, data scientist. So data engineer, data scientist. If you're looking for the personal GitHub, I will also try to create, let me find the search. Yes, this one. I will also try to create the X-ray search. Yeah, it was the data, like data engineer. For, yeah, not every data engineer has their own, have their portfolio or like, you know, the CV or anything on GitHub, because they, yeah, probably they don't put their code in there. It's also possible because, yeah, you work with different set of things, but you can use Kaggle. Let me see if I have an example. So we do source on Kaggle a lot. So this is just examples. So we source on Clubhouse because the data was leaked, of course, the Crunchbase and even in the HackerRank. And yeah, I'm just very curious to see if I have anything for Kaggle. I do have for Quora. But for data engineers, I will have a lot of places to source. So just bear with me. I'm gonna very quickly look into it. Could you please, could the pluses, is there, or the reactions, if there are more data engineers than one on a call? There's probably, okay. So 2, 3, 5. Okay, around, okay, 10-ish. Okay, so no worries. I'm just very curious to see if I can pull it to show you. If I can show you how to source on Kaggle. So that's something that I will be very, very also interested to do. Let me very quickly to look into it. Yeah. Kaggle. If I can't find it right now, so I'm going to share it in the comments later. So, yeah, there is a the way how I also looked into Kaggle was this one. So I looked into the survey, and there was like a lot of data in there. But yeah, I don't see straight away how to do that. Bear with me, and use this opportunity, please, to send any questions in the chat, so that I can also cover them. Data engineers, yeah, data engineers, almost there. Because yeah, the main reason also for this type of webinars is to make it relevant for what you're looking for, right? So, okay. So for data engineers, let me just quickly show you what I do for data engineers. This is just like a big presentation. So I define who is the data engineer. It's just the thought process of the recruiter. So I sit down and think, okay, so who is the data scientist? What did they do? What did they do differently? What is the the programming experience they have? The data scientist, I was particularly interested, because a lot of companies still believe that data scientist has a software engineer background, they're gonna be more successful. Some companies believe that. So I will make a tech stack, but then yes. So what am I doing? So I'm searching for data engineers on Twitter a lot by just searching through the advanced search. I will go for Kaggle, and let me see if the link is working, because yeah, sometimes it's not working. Yeah, let me copy this one. Because on Kaggle you can find the profile and you can see what person did. Yeah, so this is 10,000 results. I don't know how I found it, so I don't remember. But I was browsing a lot and thinking about the profiles. But I think it's probably people who are ranked somehow, because I see some of the interesting numbers. But this is one way. But I can also, that's something I always try. I can try to X-ray Kaggle on Google and see what type of results it's going to give me. So if you're a data scientist or data engineer, definitely create the account. And I was focusing on Amsterdam. I have 700 results of real people, and of course some articles as well. Yeah, it's hard to really clean it. But yeah, so this is the person. This is his role, his location. And again, I'm not paying attention too much to the ranks, because this is great, but I will also reach out to the person without them, because yeah, not everyone has. So yeah, this is the student as well. If I'm looking for students, I'm going to definitely do look into it. So that will be some of the minimum things that I will look into. On HackerRank, yeah, that engineers, it's not very popular for them. But again, one of the things that I'm very proud of myself, I did figure it out myself when I was looking for data analyst on the Tableau. So I found out that it's possible to source on Tableau as well. So basically, if you have Tableau profile and you can let me open, you can create some things in there because I'm a huge fan. I'm trying to learn Tableau myself. It's so hard. So I hope you will send me some support and so wish you good luck because I think Tableau to represent the data is a crucial for any type of jobs you do. So yeah, this is the profile and this is the infographics of this person and that's cool. And a lot of other things that I will of course pay attention. The title, how people call themselves, I will try to find all the ways for data engineers, all the ways for data scientists. And I will start with GitHub, Stack Overflow. And one of the things that also you can consider, we do search based on the phrases. You see, I'm a data engineer. So this is the phrase that is probably going to give me some nice results. So this is a person, I'm a data scientist and a big data engineer. You see, I'm using asterisks. So this is like the wild card for me to replace it with any words because I don't know exactly which words it's going to be, right? So that's something that I will pay attention to. Data scientist, so the same, I will change it and look if someone called themselves data scientist. But you see how the clean and nice search is. And then, yeah, the instant data scraper is not helping me today, but I hope. So I can scrape the results in here. Yeah, something wrong. I think I just broke it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, fix it. I just needed to choose the right table. Basically, I see the names, I see the buyers, I can scrape the whole list and I can start to look if the profiles are relevant, right? So I want to offer something that is good for this person. So that's the logic. For data roles, I'm happy you have so much interest to the data role, but it's the same principle like we use for anything related to your social media. Reddit, we do search a lot on Reddit trying to find the any posts you do there. Quora as well. I can find the files if you put them online. And of course, one of the big things that I would like to show you and always recommend to you is joining the communities because this is this like community and the HangOps. As far as I know, and I know it from the software engineers, that these are this is the community for DevOps engineers that is very 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 popular. And then I can source there. I just put the engineer manager, and I found people. So if you register with any communities, please do create account for yourself. I try to be also seen as a recruiter. Yeah, it's a recruiter source, so people know who I am and what I do, so it's not a surprise. And this way, you can also be found because there are places in these communities for recruiters. You can make an intro, and we can find you here, and we can post the job here. So communities are always great to be part of, and there are different of them. We can try to look based on the CVs, but most of the time we just post the title of like senior Python developer and in introduction section, and then I will see who is introducing themselves, whose CV is here. So I will definitely try to find people here. Same goes for Discord or Telegram. You don't need to be everywhere, like literally not everywhere. But we have the list of communities based on different topics, and we like to see. Okay, so these are the people who work in science. So this is the Slack communities of people working in science, support video, events, anything. So this way, yeah, JavaScript communities based on the countries. So try to also be there, just also for passive searching, right? So you're not always looking for a job, but being the main purpose of this discussion with you is to be seen for recruiters. So we can find different dedicated servers to a particular topic and coding, join it, and then find you there. And I learned a lot from software engineers, really. Just being in these communities is really, really, really. Yeah, Gabriel asking about the right games. Yeah, there is openings. Again, I'm not trying to advertise anything. So main purpose here is to help you out to see how the recruiters are working. But if you like anything on the website, on the company, any company that you see, try to apply. Because one thing I've noticed that software engineers trying to reach out to recruiters directly sometimes, you know, like imagine that in big companies there are a lot of messages and you don't hear anything. Don't feel offended. It's because people are very, very busy. It's okay. Create your CV, create a cover letter. Recruiters read cover letter, so create it. Go ahead and apply for a job directly. And your application will be always reviewed by any big company. If you don't hear anything, so probably, yeah, there's a big delay in recruitment. And yeah, sometimes they come back to you in a couple of months. That happens with anyone. So one of the quick advice I would like to give you when you're applying for any of the jobs, when you do the CV, it's okay that some information in CV is more detailed and a little bit different from your LinkedIn profile because not everything you can put on LinkedIn. Don't worry about that. Your CV, some people say only one page. It's okay to do two pages because if you do only one page and it looks really bad, so I really suggest, go ahead and do two pages, but then people understand what you do. One important thing that I want to ask you to promise me that when you're applying, make sure that you convert the file to the PDF. Because you don't want to see how bad it looks when you just send the Word document. It's really, really, really bad. Because our internal system, they don't work with this format. It's okay to have online CV. It's actually super cool. It makes it easy. You just add the link and that's it. And you all can update it in real time. Imagine you send the CV and say something, you forgot like to change something and you're like, okay, how do I do that? Having online CV is nice. And of course, a lot of companies like when people have their like website portfolio, something like that. So if you can have like one pager as a website, that's also going to be very, very nice. Advice for the cover letter. Cover letter should never, never repeat the things from your resume. The two things that cover letter can do for you. One is you can try to explain why you, exactly you, is the one that's is very, very motivated to work in the company. I play StarCraft. I'm a huge fan. And when, for example, I was like younger and applying for the jobs at Blizzard and I was writing my cover letter, I was so excited about the way how they structured the code, how did they organize the development, and they mentioned that, like, I'm a fan, I'm fascinated, I like these things, and that's the reason why I want to work in this company, because this and this and that. And you can always mention why this company, because you know, it resonates with your personality. Let's say, like, it's a product that like helps some people with some mental issues, or you always play this game for 8 years or something. So you can always find a way why motivation is so strong. But don't list the again, like, the experience that you have, 5 years of experience, that you did this and that. So try to be more focused on the motivation. So why is this great opportunity for you, and why this should like, why this company, why are you choosing them to apply? Cover letter should not be very long, so it's okay to have, like, you know, just 5-7 sentences also. And also sometimes you know your CV doesn't have important information, like you're open for a location or you're applying for more junior job. Imagine you're in another country and you're willing to sacrifice the title for the new job because you think that you're going to grow very fast. But for many, many reasons, companies are really hesitant to, like, let's say you're CTO or you're applying for the senior software engineer. It's very hard for them to understand why without talking to you. But I suggest in the cover letter, you can explain it. You can predict the concern, like anticipate this concern and try to fix them, saying, hey, I know that I've been a CTO, but one thing, Netherlands is a wonderful country and I want to relocate with my family or myself. And I do want to step back just to learn how the development is organized in this country. I'm sure I will be like, you know, helpful for this type of the company, etc. So try to anticipate some of the things that could be deal breakers, you think are going to be the deal breakers for the company. One thing also to remember, a lot of companies have referral programs. So sometimes it makes sense to reach out to another software engineer who works in this company and ask them if they can refer you, or ask them if they can look into your profile and see if you can be a fit to the company. So people like to help other people when they're already in this company. So to be a little bit mindful about the time. So I'm going to look into more profiles. So to cover them, and I'm looking at the questions as well. Just received an email from Google saying I wasn't approved in the recruitment process, feeling devastated. I'm very sorry. And the good thing is, like, you get the response. It's a standard response. That sucks. You don't know what to improve. My suggestion will be try differently. Look at your cover letter if you had one, right? So did you describe really who you are? Have you felt like you can do a little bit better in terms of your self-presentation? Candidates quite creative right now. I don't say that you need to write down, you know, a poem. No, don't do that. You can record the video. That's actually very fun to watch. Another thing, you can look into your profile and see maybe the job that you applied is not matching the keywords or the responsibilities that you did in your company. And this is the reason why you haven't passed the filter. But one thing I would like to tell you, Gabriel, please don't give up. Really don't give up. So when another opportunity really will find you. So that's something I really sincerely telling you. Don't give up. I'm going to check the profiles. Yes. And I'm checking other questions that are in the chat. I see Maria picked up the question about the job openings. That's very nice. What about Stack Overflow? It is used to find developers. Yes, we do use Stack Overflow extensively as well. We can search based on the pages, but you can also search X-ray the Stack Overflow. So let me see. Yeah. So full stack is very popular to look into the Stack Overflow. Yeah. So I just use the users. I X-ray it a lot because if you pay for Stack Overflow, so you can have access to the database, so it's okay. But if you, for example, don't have a paid version, so you can always try to look for people just on Google. And yeah, we do use Stack Overflow. I love Stack Overflow because one answer, I think, helps like 1,000 developers. So I definitely spend a lot of time there as well. It's just, you know, so many things I can cover in this session and always a challenge for me. What should I bring to you to share, like, you know, where we look for you? Because it looks like we look for you everywhere, like Twitter and GitHub, GitLab, and Stack Overflow, blogging, you know, if you're a designer, so we can also look into design websites, Instagrams. Yeah, but I personally prefer not to touch Instagram because it's mostly for personal reasons, for personal usage. But yeah, Slack, Discord, you kind of must to be there. And as we discussed with you all, in terms of LinkedIn, follow the companies, join the career groups, add the hashtags, make yourself, as we said, as we discussed, yourself a little bit more visible. So I'm checking more questions. Maybe Maria, as you joined me, so is there anything I'm missing? Very rare. Okay, so Tamitope, so I hope I pronounced the name well. The data analyst and the business intelligence analyst roles are super, super popular. So, I mean, companies are building right now the departments. So maybe in the location specific that you're targeting is challenging, but I suggest to look maybe they call differently. But yeah. look for the skills, like maybe some SQL or some keywords like a data report or anything, but it is very, very popular job. So that would be my suggestion. Yeah.
Also, they are asking about the English level.
Yeah.
They have to, if they have to put the IELTS grade.
Yeah, so most of the times, if you just put that you're fluent or like a professional efficiency, that's more than enough. It's rarely that the company will ask you to provide a certificate, right? So, yeah, when you put elementary or when you put limited, this is something that could prevent me to for contacting you because I would think that it's not enough. So if you say limited, I think that you can't support the conversation. So this way, yeah, assess it fairly, but don't worry if you don't have certifications. So for some jobs for relocation, it could be required, but it's quite rarely. Start doing that in the hacker rank. So code challenges, yeah, they of course code challenges are very, very popular, and so we can also source based on your code challenges. You see right now on my screen I have it, so with hacker rank, yeah, I can just try to x-ray it and see the profiles. There are like 52 results for Node.js. again, maybe not popular, maybe I need to improve my search, but yeah. So we can find some, we can find you guys here as well, girls. Cool. And yeah, is there anything in the Q&A session? Yes, there is. Which do you think is more preferable for recruiters, Medium or Dev Community? Medium is easier because it is the place where, yeah, easier to go through the content, but if you mean Dev Community, for example, Dev2 is very loved by me personally, but I advocate highly for recruiters to read here and also to look into the call, the hashtags people are living here, so you can find a lot of things here. So conferences, podcasts, texts, posts, and yeah. If you're choosing where to be, Medium is more popular in a way. More people have access to it. Can I be a senior .NET developer apply as well? I'm not sure if I understood the question. Yeah, maybe it was during some kind of discussion. So if you can elaborate on it, I don't know. Maria, did you get the question?
No, probably he was like talking with someone, I think.
Probably, maybe it was in the content. So please do send the question because, yeah, I just want to make sure I understood you well. Can we lean towards a designer's possible visibility for recruiters? Can we lean towards a designer's possible visibility for recruiters? In terms of, yeah, if you mean designer roles, yeah, we definitely check the all the websites like a Dribbble, Behance, and Air. ArtStation, DeviantArt, and it's very easy to search in there as long as you have the profile. But if you if you would like to be more visible and you're an artist, ArtStation is like one of the most popular places to be, and yeah, we are always looking for people here if there's any design or art, and even software engineers are looking for Unreal developers in here a lot as well. So yeah, if that's what you meant, so the easier to understand what you mean with your experience is the better, of course. But when you look in, when you use LinkedIn, I think in a way it's a little bit limited the way how you present yourself, right? So you have the title, you have the summary, and you have the job. So it is structured the way how we used to see. So that's why for recruiters, it's taking a little bit less time to go through the profiles because we do it like on a daily basis and we see the structure. So yeah, but yeah, if you can make it more visible for recruiters, more easy to assess, that's of course always super, super welcome. How did you filter out the QA professional profiles? That's a great question. I like to ask this because Yeah, for QAs, well, I would say this is a really challenging role, and I'm going to show you. I also gave a talk about QA. Hopefully, you're still listening to us. So, for one of the conferences, and I was really trying to divide, how things are called, who is a QA assurance engineer, who is the SDT. So, there's such a big difference. So, I'm not going to overwhelm you with this one because there is different ways how people call themselves, and I'm finding it's very. So this is basically the typical Boolean I create to find out the QA based on if I'm looking for manual or if I'm looking for more like SDT type of QA. I will also check on Stack Overflow because there are QA engineers Stack Overflow. I can find them on GitHub. I find a lot of people in the communities. And one of the things like on Twitter as well, people who follow these books. And just Polsky, I'm a huge fan. His incredible blog leads to a lot of people who follow QA, I can find. And there are different websites I'm gonna do, but I will also suggest you to look into the communities. And one of the biggest task communities is on Slack. And here I can find people who are looking for a job, like 3,000 people international. I will post the job and see who's gonna apply. So that would be my strategy for QA. So hope it's covered as well. Yeah, Stack Overflow we briefly discussed. Is .NET a popular demanded? It is in a way. So if we there are the ways to look into trending, and this is how I also looking into the. What are the trends in the market? For example, on GitHub, you see I can look into repository that are trending, so I can see if what are the languages or the things that are popular right now. And .NET, yeah, it's still like a lot of big companies using that. Among startups, I would say it's probably less popular because they start with something more fancy, like going to Ruby or something like that. So yeah, I would say a lot of us looking for. .NET developers. How important is to have a personal website? It is nice to have, but it's not a must-have. So if you have a personal website, it also creates additional place for me to find you and maybe find something interesting about you, like your personal something you do on a personal time, or maybe you have YouTube channel. So YouTube is super, super popular. So I go on YouTube all the time trying to find some tutorials and some senior engineers who are explaining things. I personally also very interested in learning the no code. And I watched so many nice videos and found developers that started the interview. Is ArtStation better than Behance and Drupal? ArtStation is just more popular in a way. So if you ask any recruiter that, where do you look for designers or artists? ArtStation. And then, when we're done with ArtStation, because it also has limits to how many profiles exist, I will go for Behance and Drupal. So choose any. So because all of three are known. So if you choose something very local, for example, me working with Singapore office, the Singapore is location, they have their own local communities and local job boards. It's very hard. If you don't know, you can't find. But ArtStation, Behance, Dribbble, all good. And if you only want to choose one, I will recommend you to go for ArtStation because this is the first thing that comes to mind of recruiters.